First thing I just wanted to follow up on is last month we discussed managing post-op wounds and following surgeons' post-op incisions and those types of things. And so I did receive a number of individuals who reached out to me, had some particular questions. So I just wanted to briefly open that topic back up to see if anybody else had any additional questions, concerns, anything else that they felt they wanted to bring up. All right. If there's no other questions, the only other thing that I wanted to make everybody aware is that we are in the process of trialing a new product. This product is called Miro 3D. And we'll certainly go into this product in more detail in the upcoming months, and we'll, schedule to have a formal presentation. But just real briefly, this Miro 3D is actually a porcine-derived three-dimensional collagen matrix. So it is something that can be put in wounds that have depth. The nice thing about it is that because it is kind of a thicker piece of product that you're dealing with, once you've moistened it, you can actually roll it up and place it down a tunnel. You can pack it under areas that are undermining. You can even stack the pieces of collagen on top of one another. They do come in various sizes, but they generally have a 2 centimeter thickness. So if you have a wound that is has some depth to it, this is something that you might want to consider using. So kind of excited to see how this works and use it myself. I'll be trying it out on a patient for a patient later this week. But if anybody's interested, certainly you can go online and get some information on it beforehand. It's Miro, Miro 3D. We'll be talking about that in the near future as well.
Dr. Karamati, I don't know if I just missed it, but did you explain the difference between this and a biologic? That this can actually be used on an underlying structure where biologics cannot?
Correct. So
Okay.
this again has an advantage to use for tunneling, for undermining, for wounds that are, cavitary. We'll certainly go over a lot of these nuances in more detail. We'll also go through the specific documentation. It will be treated like a biologic, even though it is porcine derived. So it is, it is taken from the pig's liver and they process it that way. The big difference also will be that you'll be documenting your volume of usage, not just your square, not just the square area. But again, we'll talk about some of those details. But as Melissa said, exactly right. This is advantageous for wounds that have undermining, that have tunnels, those types of things. You can get really creative with this. And I've just speaking with the reps, you can shave pieces off. You can kind of shape it however you want to. So it's has a lot more structure than some of the biologics that you guys may be getting used to using.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Absolutely. Any questions? Any? All right. In that case, Milt, I will turn the floor over to you.
Right. So I at the last call she was on, so but I introduced Renee Prieto, who is our newest regional manager. She's joining us, has joined us already, and she will be the regional manager for Florida. We've already in the process of signing some facilities down there, and hopefully we'll have several more. And Renee comes to us from a competitor where she'd been a division director. both for Florida and for North Carolina, where she had responsibility for 90 facilities. And we hope to be able to learn some things from her, from her experiences with the competitor, what they did well and what they didn't do so well, and try to take advantage of that. So possibly more to come on that. The other thing I wanted to just bring up, excuse me, we are a company that has to service lots of facilities with various operators. And what we have to make sure that we accomplish in that regard is, you know, one of the major areas besides just the kind and the quality wound care we provide is how we document what we document, and in terms of not only its accuracy, but in compliance with standards that different facilities or operators have. You know, years ago, we had an issue where we were not able to, for instance, have an interface with facilities EMRs through Point Click Care, which, you know, so many of our facilities use. Now we can do that. So that shouldn't be an issue anymore, but we lost facilities when we couldn't do that. Similarly, there's some other requirements that come up periodically, either in how facilities want things documented, let's say things like measurements, or things that they want to make sure how we state them. You know, we don't want, we're not going to put anything that's inaccurate, but there are ways of things being stated that can help them, which we're trying to do, not only clinically, but in other ways. But, you know, again, within the parameters of being accurate, legal, and all of that. But there are ways of saying things that, you know, can get them in trouble, whether you mean to or not. So we want to just be very cognizant of that and follow the standards, the approaches that these facilities of ours want us adhering to. And, you know, that'll be a moving target. There will always be nuances to it or enhancements or changes based on the latest and greatest, because these facilities are subject to surveys, and the outcome of surveys can determine whether a facility not only passes a survey, but, you know, does well and it affects their reimbursement, or does poorly and it can affect not only the reimbursement going the wrong way, but could even lead to closure of a facility. So we want to pay a lot of attention and follow the standards that are presented, that are required, and that wound education is going to train you on, which will be in compliance with all the things that we should be doing, but also within the parameters that our facility operators and client facilities are looking for. And that's really all I've got to say on that. I'm sure Melissa can elaborate.
Yeah, so I'm going to piggyback off of what Milt was saying just a little bit. So recently, we've had some feedback from our client facilities as far as measuring. We need to make sure we're measuring all wounds unless it's against the facility protocol. So certain facilities would like us to measure MASD, and other facilities do not want us to measure MASD. That's just an example. So make sure you're collaborating with your facilities on what wounds they do not want measured and what wounds they want measured. But overall, is a general practice, all wounds need to be measured. We don't just, as a blanket statement, say, oh, this wound looks same stable, we're not going to measure it today. We generally measure all wounds. You won't know if it's same stable or declining if we're not measuring. Secondly, we've had an overall increase of feedback, or I'll just say it, complaints of not producing our wound notes in a timely manner. It is our company standard and our expectation that all notes are provided to the facilities prior to us leaving or exiting the facility. That's how we train you guys, and that is our expectation. Our owner operators and our client facilities are not real happy with us, that we're not meeting that expectation and that standard. So please make sure you're either batch printing and providing them the hard copy or emailing them. A lot of facilities want them emailed. So just make sure that we are adhering to these standards that we are, promising our client facilities. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or feedback about any of these items, reach out to the wound care team, Dr. Karamati. We're happy to provide you suggestions on, how to better utilize your time. We know it's not easy rounding in the facilities when wound nurses are kind of slowed down by things. We want you to be successful. We want everybody to be successful. So, if I can help you in any way, just let me know. My other tidbit is MIPS. I want to thank everybody for participating. We've done really well this year keeping up and not being behind the eight ball. So I want to thank you. You're going to continue to get emails from us about information that we still need to gather. We're going to do our first submission here in the beginning of August. So keep up the good work. I really appreciate how hard everybody's working towards, really good submission for 2024. So that's what I have. Do you guys have any questions, concerns, any feedback on, what we can do to support you?
Are there any issues that anybody has that we need to be addressing or you have questions about?
And just continue to call, reach out to the clinical team and myself, whenever you have questions.
All right. Well, I guess if nobody else had anything else. Wish everybody a good night and thank you for attending.
Thank you.